It's also a problem because we have to define what transformation is. But Back to substitution. But the software Thank you. from major leagues and got them into the U.S. Playing some legitimate fish is something that you can talk about. But that's the kind of reason for these charges that you find problems. And finally, the Department of Education has done a study and has a very good accurate reflection of the certain parties that are there. I would suggest that that report be made available to the portfolio committee. So we put to bed, once and for all, that we are a rich institution. It costs us $300 million as our institution. That foundation has one fund. It's a very good thing to have. So actually, we not be able to change the system. There are other two who are asking if we need to look at them. And they did report to us, let's make that available. Here's the final point. Go to Professor Imara Kofod, our colleague, our president, the one of the Minister of Health. Here's the big issue. I am convinced that we've made German recognition yesterday. But let me also say that we have not yet made a transformation. We take the place of the, but the big thing is a tragedy that at this moment we do not have enough African women professionals in the country. We should be ashamed. We should be ashamed. And asking the emerging vice president ask for them. But we're not giving them. We have to ask, what is the responsibility of the state? We have to ask that those student protests that took place in October last year, they were legitimate. And the university must be responsible for the core in the state. For 15 years we were cutting subsidies. Now let's have the courage to collectively admit that we've made some successes but we failed. State, departments, by chancellors, unions, students, we all collectively failed our children. And if we admit that, then we need to start by saying, how do we fix that? And our answer is not simply the state. We think the state is an important player in the game. But so are the vice chancellors of the university. And if we can come together in a partnership to work together to work for making each other, then let's do that together. Because science will change. And I'm very proud of this. Forgive me for being honest. We've been writing for annual reports. In those annual reports, we report to transformation goals. I've done so for many of you. I've never once done this in the department. Also, anybody who wants to report to you today, this is what you want to do to your life. Not once. Not once. So the question I have to ask is it only possible? Or do we have the courage at this historic moment to simply connect to these things? And if we connect to these things, let's sit down and talk of state by chancellors, institutions, and think, what does it require to fix this problem? We need some aid to hear what happens next, and how we work together, and how far we move. Is we need to do that at the right time between institutional autonomy and public accountability. Should the state be involved in the process? Absolutely. But what we really get is this. Why is it that if we want to find transformation for the social world, it's much broader than the media organized. It's about class. It's about support. That's the way you have to actually say. But the support getting access to higher care. It's about the efficiency. It's about the culture. How is it that the institutions in the vast majority of our students are black like this? They still believe alienation from the institutional culture. What is the wrong about that person? And what can we expect? But you're not going to fix that from someone six or from the union building. You're going to have to fix that in the partnership. When we bring the students, the union, the university by chancellors together and engage. And we think that the real answer is Minister of Arts, and the official dwellers, bringing the EAC and implementing the EAC, giving the resources and the ability to do that. But what is wrong with the public deliberative process?
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. systems education in particular, and the deep things which we know are needed to ensure that students can succeed, such as support, are in fact limited. We will argue yet again that regulation is necessary and is important. It is simply more responsible than trying to eliminate it. I'll move to the remaining issues which are in our other presentation very quickly. There is reference in Clause 1 where the amendment is made to Section 1H to pass qualifications on the H2SS. As far as I can understand, there's no provision in the H2SS for past qualifications, and it would be therefore useful to understand whether this amendment is meant to deal with short-learning programs, or perhaps a little more seriously with everything related to, for instance, PPE. To increase past qualifications, which are defined in terms of engineering education, but are not in fact part of the H2SS, makes it very difficult to understand what it is that is being included and regulated. In terms of the new institutional type, we would appeal to the criteria of Section 2. There is the hint of a possibility in earlier versions of the Act that the Minister could set criteria to have higher education participating in terms such as university. We want information to be valuable, even if the other
the